Don't scream. Don't scream. It's just me. I'm going to take my hand off your mouth and step away from you now, okay? Yes. I snuck in through your window. It wasn't that hard when you have that tree right next to it. You know, you should really consider locking that thing. Princess. Hey! No need to throw things. Look, I just came here to talk. I swear. Oh, this isn't becoming of a young lady. Were you not the one who once told me, and I quote, a pig would fit into high society better than you? Well, I'm so glad you stand by your words. But really, I just came here to talk. You're wondering why? Well, you weren't at the library this morning. Stop throwing things at me. Okay. I'll be serious and get to it. At least I still can't get anything past you. Oh. Yes, I know you have an early morning tomorrow. What with your upcoming nuptials? That's actually what I came here to talk to you about. I'm just going to be blunt. You can't marry him. I said you can't. You can't marry him. No. I'm not joking. It doesn't matter why, Princess. You just cannot marry him. Since when do I care? Since when would you go along with an arranged marriage? Yes, I know an arranged marriage worked out for the new king and queen, and they're happy and now have a child on the way. But do you really think you'll get that with him? You have never been one to take chances like that. It doesn't matter why. You know why. Is it not enough for you that the girl who annoys you the most in the world is concerned? You can't marry him because he's not good for you! And you know it. Oh, don't give me that, Princess. I've known you for the longest time. There's no way you don't see it. Yes, I know it's a good match for your family. But is it good for you? Because ever since this courtship with him started, you've been different. Are you really going to make me spell it out for you? Fine. I'll tell you. It's probably best we sit down for this. When I mentioned you weren't in the library this morning, I wasn't just trying to stall. I really did notice you weren't there, nor have you been there for the past few weeks. Forgive me for being so bold, but I highly doubt you just didn't feel like going. I know it is your favorite place in the world. Besides, we still hadn't finished our argument on Shakespeare. Right. You have been busy with him. That's another thing. You haven't been spending any time with your friends. Yes, yes, I know you just said you've been busy, but that's not what Mabel said. That's right. I ran into her just the other day, and she actually asked me about you. She asked me if I had seen you. Of course, we both knew I hadn't. She told me that he's been refusing invitations for you. No explanation now, princess? Usually you'd be arguing with me by now. Why, yes. I am being annoying on purpose. Thank you so much for noticing. Look, my point is that your engagement has brought about changes in your lifestyle that you never would have tolerated. You always abhorred the idea of a husband controlling his wife. The way you're betrothed seems to be controlling you. No, I really don't like this change in you. Because there is one more thing. Your smile. It's gone. It used to shine oh so bright on even the cloudiest of days. But now, it's as if there's an eclipse that just won't pass. I'm so sorry. This was a mistake. I don't know why I came here. I'll leave you alone now. Can you please let go of my arm? Let us just forget that I broke into your room and ranted like a lunatic about your impending marriage. We can say that I briefly caught a case of girlish immaturity and jealousy. Yes, that sounds about right. You're not going to let me go until I finish? Are you? Of course not. Have you ever wondered why I call you princess? I'll admit, it originated as a way for me to mock you. But as strange as it sounds, you really did become a princess in my eyes. What I would say was high maintenance is actually you holding yourself to a certain standard and refusing to settle for less than what you deserve. What I would say was shrill is actually you constantly standing up for yourself and others. You refused to take any bullshit. And I didn't realize until later that it both infuriated and attracted me to you. Yes, princess. Attracted. It was strange and more than a little horrifying, especially when I realized I really didn't like the new you. I actually missed you. When your engagement was announced, all those things that made you a princess to me disappeared. You disappeared, only physically showing yourself when he was also present. What I really want to say, princess, is that I want you. All of you. I was just too stupid to realize it until it was too late. If you love him, if you can really, truly say you love him, I'll leave. I won't ever bother you again. I'll take your silence as a yes. Again, I am so sorry for barging in. I'll just get up and... Princess... Princess. Princess. My princess. Should we be doing this? I know I started this. I shouldn't have. You're getting married in 6 hours. Oh, but the way your body is writhing against mine, fuck it. Your skin is so soft. I knew it would be. Take this off now. I want to see you. Of course, you are the most beautiful thing I have ever laid my eyes on. You taste exquisite, my dear. Do you like my lips trailing down your neck, princess? I'm guessing you do, with the way you're moaning, oh so prettily, for me. And over your collarbone, over your shoulder, back up to your jaw. And when I nibble your ear, like so, you're ticklish there. My, my, the things I am learning about you. Go lower, as you wish, my princess. Your breasts are heavenly in my hands. You are perfect. You have always been so perfect. I don't know why it took me so long to see that I liked it. Oh, my dear. Your nipples are already so stiff, ready for my mouth to do this. And they taste as good as they look. Princess, as much as I am enjoying your moans, we wouldn't want anyone to hear you now, would we? But I love how responsive you are becoming to my touch. May I continue downwards? Oh, thank you, my princess. Lie back now. Let me pleasure you. Feel me kissing down your belly, down the divine curves of your hips. Oh God, you are so wet and swollen between your legs. I know it is sensitive, Which is why I'm being so gentle. Just small circles around this shy little knob. I believe it's called the clitoris. Yes, I was paying attention the day you ranted to me about anatomy. I wasn't just arguing for the sake of arguing, you know. And now I can use that to give you the pleasure you deserve. You like that, princess? Would you like more? I just want to make you feel good. All right, I can keep going. And I think you're going to like what I'm about to do next. Fuck. You taste delightful. Every part. From your needy little hole to your hot, swollen clit. I could lick and suck on it forever. Oh, princess. The way you are squirming and trying to keep quiet is just adorable. Oh, fuck. That's it, princess. Grab my head and pull me closer to your core. Yeah. Show me how good I am making you feel. Are you close? Yeah. Let it go for me, princess. Let it go. Just let it happen. Fall over the edge for me. That is it, little one. Keep coming for me. Just like that. You are so good for me. So good. I am very proud of you. Can you taste how sweet you are? What I wouldn't give to worship you like that day and night. Oh, yes. I suppose I have been squirming against you this entire time. It's okay, princess. Do not worry about me. I know we shouldn't. You insist. Lie on your side with me, princess. Let me press my back to your chest so you may hold me from behind. And this way, you can also kiss my neck with those beautiful lips. Oh. Yes. And then you can just slide your insatiable little fingers between my painfully damp thighs. You can feel how wet I have become just from giving you pleasure, can't you, little one? Does that feel good, princess? Yes, of course it does. You have no idea how incredible you feel inside me right now. Fuck. Oh, I cannot help it. I cannot help squeezing my legs together. Oh, princess, I can't stop running against you, against your hand. Oh, I must take my pleasure from you. I must. I'm going to confess something. I started dreaming of this after the first time I saw you in town with him. I thought it was just my psyche. Oh, fuck. I thought it was just my psyche playing tricks on me. Oh, but the more I saw you with him, the more I desired you. I was such a jealous fool, and I didn't know why. Just that he could have you, but I couldn't. But look at us now. He doesn't challenge you. He'll never challenge you. Nor will he excite you. He doesn't... He doesn't love you. Yes, princess. I love you. I love everything that you are. I know I shouldn't, but I do. It's okay. You don't need to reciprocate. Oh. All you need to do is focus on the way my hips riding into your hand. Focus on the sounds, on that sinful slickness you bring from me. Yes, princess, I will give you whatever you want. I will come for you. Princess, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, princess. Do you see? Do you see my pleasure dripping from your fingers? Fuck. You have made me taste so heavenly. Thank you, princess. That was... I don't think I know the words to describe it, actually. You're so beautiful. So perfect. Are you okay? Good. I could stay like this with you forever, but I know we can't. I was too late. You will still be walking down the aisle towards him in the morning. No, 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 little one. I know this isn't a fairy tale where you can leave him and we run off into the sunset. I could never let you risk your reputation and honor if you weren't completely sure. But just know this. You deserve so much better. And you can receive better. I'm not saying that it's necessarily with me. But I would try to make you happy. I promise. If you ever change your mind, you know where to find me. I love you. Congratulations on your nuptials, princess. It will surely be the talk of the town.